WGNS.
It's the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John, Brian, and Dalton.
Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, Monday, sometimes it just turns out that way.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the, well, it's the Monday edition. This is Monday, Monday. And I'm John. Dalton's here in the house this morning, and Brian Barrett as well here on the Wake Up Crew.
Wouldn't it be weird if I played that on, like, Wednesday?
I know, that would. That would. Dalton probably wouldn't notice.
You know, Wednesday, Wednesday.
I'm just sort of, Dalton kind of drifts in and out now.
Well, those
the show.
Those opens, the two for Mondays, Manic Monday and Monday Monday, are a different color, so you can't really mix them up.
Of course. Only you would do that, I guess. This is episode 1468, and our first, you know, really, does anybody really, I guess they care. A Primetime Sports Thursday show is in 3 days. And the first coaches show is in 5 days.
Ooh.
That being the 17th.
At our new time.
At the new time.
9 a.m.
9 a.m. I forget you're part of the show.
Well, I'm not really, but I am here.
Yeah. Well, you do your thing. And
at least one more year. You got me for at least one more. I upped my contract. We're on a year-to-year basis.
Oh, it automatically renews after the first week.
So you mean I'm not the only one that puts down ultimatums and, you know. Our first prep game's in 10 days.
I'd like to maybe explore one of those year-to-year contracts.
Sorry, buddy. You can't do it. Hasn't the weather been good over the weekend, though? Wasn't it nice?
Best weekend, August weekend that I can remember.
Why couldn't that have been, like, August 17th, like the first to 23rd?
Yeah, I'm sure by the 23rd, it'll be, boy, it's the hottest day of the year. It's 115 degrees.
Yeah, yeah. And that's when he brings his towel and wraps it around his
head.
He's
got one of those little hats with an umbrella on it.
Well, you've seen him. He's got that little turban towel he wears, you know, puts on top of his head and sweats and he makes this statement. It sure is hot in here. I mean, really?
I think I did get my sweating jeans from you because you sweat a lot and I sweat a lot. I'm a very sweaty individual.
Yeah, I am too. Is the Friday game was where?
Smyrna.
Oh, well, there'll be a little bit of air.
Well, there's been remodeling.
So maybe we'll have our own air conditioning?
I have no idea. Only Billy Harris knows what's in the press box at
Smyrna. Well, I hope that's the case. I hope that's the case.
Riverdale Smyrna.
Yeah. That's been a good rival the last 2 or 3 years. Olympics.
Dun, 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 dun.
I didn't get the whole totals, but I tell you,
USA, USA.
As of last Friday, I quit counting. But as of last Friday, we were over 100 in medals, and our closest guy was like 70. Our closest country.
There's no country close to the USA.
Is Lee Greenwood coming in any minute now?
And I'm proud to be an American.
So. Boy, why do I feel like I'm the Rick and Bubba show? Anyway, a lot of gold. It's been exciting. It's been exciting Olympics. You know,
I have found myself this time more than any other than the 96 when I went, being, you know, feeling like I want. I mean, I've actually intentionally watched some Olympics.
They did a really good job. I think they saw the last one where people weren't super into it. They did a really good job marketing this Olympics. They did a really good job promoting everything. The Peacock thing, I thought, was a really good move on them.
Right,
because they had some really cool features. Like, you could watch four different things at once, and it would sort it by what country you're in. So in the U.S., it would put all the U.S. events up at the same time. Like, they did a really good job, kind of.
And if you worked for Channel 4, your hours are all messed up. I mean, they had the number one and two anchors on, like, Sunday night, you know, and at different times. Because I guess in the mornings, they weren't being used. The morning crew wasn't being used much. I saw Holly Thompson on a Sunday night.
Right. They were doing different hours because I think they were done like maybe at 6 o'clock or something like that.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
they were also, the 10 o'clock news didn't come on till like 10:30, 11 o'clock
at
night too. So
yeah,
late nights.
So Can you imagine if WGNS covered the Olympics? It'd be Brian 24 hours a day. You know, they have a cot up here.
Hey, I just want to say, Mike Tirico has nothing on me when it comes to Murfreesboro stuff anyway.
Michael's probably got a nice hotel room to sit, you know, be into when he's not working.
Yeah. My watch just went off and said that the sound levels have hit 90 decibels, so we need to watch our ears.
Well, my watch is going off, and it's time for the weather at 6:17.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Well, the next couple of days will be nice and sunny. We have showers and thunderstorms on the way midweek. Details-wise, well, sunny skies today and a high near 87. Tonight will be partly cloudy, with a low around 64. Tuesday will warm up to 90 with mostly sunny skies. Tuesday night will be partly cloudy, with a low around 67. With slight chances for showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday of a high of 89. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter with your wake-up crew forecast. Right now, it's 65 degrees.
Everybody loves my gut. Whole world loves my hairstyles. Strange things happen when you get a Charlie Pitts cut.
The stars in movies always look young and good. And a hairstyle or cut from Charlie Pitts can do the same for you. Charlie Pitts is open Monday through Saturday at 2528 Las Casas Pike, about 100 feet from Desjardins Lane.
Strange things happen when you get a Charlie Pitts cut.
Monday through Saturday.
Shopping for your DIY projects, odds are at the Habitat Restore.
We got it.
If you have a painting project going on, we have plenty of paint supplies. Come see us here at the Habitat Restore.
Find it at the Restore.
If you need batteries, come to the Restore.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today at the Habitat Restore, but it may be gone tomorrow.
We got it. Yeah.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
The death of a loved one, probably one of the hardest times in their life they have to go through.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home.
It's our job to see them through that.
Visit MurfreesboroFuneralHome.com.
Toots. This is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants, and I'm sitting here with my son, Jack.
My second favorite thing at Toots is the mozzarella cheese sticks.
The mozzarella cheese sticks.
I get them every time.
Thank you, Rutherford County, for 39 amazing years. So swing by one of our four Rutherford County locations for some good food and fun. Many things have changed, but one thing hasn't. Toots is still the place for good food and fun.
Good food and fun!
Here's a question. What do you want from your electric co-op?
Fast response if the power goes out.
An app that keeps me informed. Tips to lower my monthly bill.
Communication on things that matter to me.
Done, 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 done.
I want to know everything.
Everything? Well, young lady, let me show you the MyMTE app. Energy Service Life. That's Middle Tennessee Electric. We're here to get done what matters most to you. Learn more at mte.com.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company. We handle everything.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Eddie Garcia.
At the Olympics, the U.S. women's basketball team won gold, beating France 67-66. U.S. did rally down 10 in the third quarter to get that win. They finished 6-0 in Paris and extend their Olympic winning streak to 61 games in a row, and also capture the 8th straight gold medal in Olympic competition in women's basketball. U.S. led all nations with 126 total medals, and 40 gold medals, was tied with China for the most of any country as the Olympics have now come to a close. In baseball, Sunday night, it was the Mariners rolling over the Mets 12-1, while the Astros down the Red Sox 10-2, so Seattle and Houston remain tied for first in the AL West. The Yankees slug their way past the Rangers 8-7, while the Orioles fall to the Rays 2-1, so Baltimore and New York back into a tie for the top spot in the AL East and the best overall record in baseball at 70-49. Guardians beat the Twins 5-3. Cleveland took 2 of 3 in the series from Minnesota and lead the Twins by 3.5 atop the AL Central.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And welcome back to the Wake Up Crew here on this Monday morning. And we want to remind you that we've got... we're going to remind you that we're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Their annual meeting is Saturday, August 24th, with a live stream beginning at 2 p.m. You can register in person or by phone at the local office the week of August 19th. When you register, your name is entered to drawing for various giveaways. For more information at mte.com/annual meeting. Are we eligible for that?
Well, you have MTE, and if you register, so yeah.
They don't do like you do, and because we have to work here like 2 hours a day.
I don't know. I'm going to try. Maybe they've got a CDU.
Boy, they might have some nice stuff, really.
Seriously. I got to ride a CDU last week.
Didn't you buy a fire, like a heater that looks like a fireplace thing kind of thing?
Electric? No, that's him. I built...
Yeah, you built yours. Yeah,
you were going to do that with yours.
We're
didn't.
Still tossing around the idea of doing it, but we're redoing that already, the little fireplace.
I thought about doing an electric. Do you like it?
Mine's outside now.
Oh.
It's not...
functional.
You didn't like it?
That part works, but yeah, no.
Just didn't think...
It was too much. I didn't need it.
Okay. What has he got?
I've got good heat.
I need to go by his house and do a little checkup on his decor. Because you remember, Megan's been the last one to be out there. That's been a while.
Yeah, your renovation was, what, 3 years ago, 2 years ago?
And
so
I'm
it's
afraid,
about time to refresh some things.
I'm afraid he's gotten in a rut. And
I don't think anything has changed. He did get a new couch. By that, he got our old couch when we moved 6 months ago. So,
and it'll still be there 10 years from now.
And the couch is up against the window.
Yeah, that's kind of unique for you. Mm-hmm. That's for sure. Hey, song of the day?
What is it?
I don't have a clue.
Yeah, you do.
I don't. Well, you do.
It's random. The button's got to tell us.
It's the biggest hits of what year?
1987, but I don't know what the song is.
You know, we've been doing this eras thing, and we seem to isolate to the 70s and 80s a lot.
No, we did 60s a few weeks ago.
I know, but I'm saying more often than we're not in the 70s and 80s, we're in the 70s and 80s.
You can sure tell it's an 80s song. Ooh, I'll tell you.
What about like 2006?
That's Jefferson Starship.
I believe that's right.
Okay. What's the name of it, Brian?
Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now. That should be our theme song.
Well, you know what we're going to do today?
We're going to stop. We're done.
We're going to give flowers to a school.
Oh.
Yeah. Walter Hill Elementary School, today's Good Neighbor of the Day, for celebrating their 100th anniversary this past weekend. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Walter Hill Elementary School will receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Get in your good neighbor nominations by texting the word neighbor to 615-893-1450. And don't forget to hit us up, same phone number, with the Slick Pig Barbecue birthdays and anniversaries this morning. We'll throw in those Sunday birthdays, too. Facts of life. The
facts of life. If you could somehow drive your car upwards, you would be in outer space in less than an hour.
Really?
The residents at Stones River Manor love the environment.
I just really like it. Of course, I'm in an apartment and I can come and go and do kind of what I want to.
Stones River Manor, serving the community since 1977.
My husband felt much better when he passed away that I was taken care of here. We got married in 58 and in 60 he went in Air Force.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro, near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
We have a full line of laser procedures.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
As well, we offer the doctor brand of skin peels, as well as a full line of cosmetic pharmaceuticals. Make yourself look 10 years younger. Call McCabe Vision Center.
On Heritage Park Drive, behind SunTrust Bank.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. Authorities responded to a home explosion in Smyrna on Sunday afternoon. Smyrna officials say the explosion was contained to just one structure. Two people were in the home when the explosion occurred, although their condition is unknown. Officials are on the lookout for a possible missing person after finding a kayak near Hunter Island in Percy Priest Lake. Officials say along with the orange kayak, they found a few belongings near Hunter Island near Bryant's Grove boat ramp on Saturday. Crews from Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency, Laverne Police, and Laverne Fire have been searching the area, but so far, nobody's been found. A judge has ruled Williamson County can remove the Confederate flag that appears on the left side of its county seal. In 2022, the State Historical Commission gave approval for the removal, but that ruling was challenged in court by the Sons of Confederate Veterans. The Davidson County Chancellor ruled Tuesday that the commission's earlier ruling was correct, clearing the way for the seal to be changed. An alert was issued for Vanderbilt University's campus following a report of a shooting Saturday afternoon that resulted in multiple injuries and apprehensions. According to the university's Alert VU page, the incident was reported at Sutherland House, a first-year dormitory building in the 1900 block of South Drive. Investigators believe the incident happened between members of a construction crew working in Sutherland over the termination of employment. The two men arrested are 38-year-old Enrique Ramirez Sandoval and 27-year-old John Humberto. They added that a firearm was located on Sandoval and that he was charged with aggravated assault. Humberto has been charged with the facilitation of aggravated assault for retrieving the gun for Sandoval prior to the shooting. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
627, a reminder, we've got Good Neighbor events and weather and traffic coming up in just a few minutes. We just gave a Good Neighbor Award or flowers to Walter Hill Elementary School. Went by there, pretty really good crowd. I mean, it's 100 years, dude.
Yeah,
that's a long time.
And that school has really changed from the back in the 50s to what it is now.
Yep. I was actually on Friday talking with Pettis Reed, who was talking about the old Rockvale School. And, you know, they built the high school in 2019 or opened it in 2019. And they kind of reestablished it because it was a K-12 before in the 70s, went away from that. And same thing happened at Walter Hill. And same thing happened in a lot of the other communities. And that's why they have 100 years of history, because that went from a K-12 to a K-8 then a K-5.
Yeah, and they were the only ones, I think, that went through renovation after renovation after renovation.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't just, like, build a school beside that area or whatever. They basically remodeled it and put in new additions. You know, they had the old school, which that stayed for a while when they built the new gym,
mm-hmm.
the new offices. Then they got rid of that, and then all that old area that I used to teach in some. And then they went down the hall. Then they built a big wing for the 5th grade and 6th, 7th, 8th grade.
So. See, I was there when the office was where it is, but they still had, like, kindergarten and some of the lower grades. But then they had also a wing where, when I was in 4th grade, it was in with the old wooden floors
yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah.
But after that, they built the new wings.
7th and 8th grade, too, when they really did a pretty cool job of doing it, because they would get rid of the old structure, but they would build the – they'd have the other one done before, so you would just
before
transfer.
Tearing down, yeah.
Yeah. And they did the same thing on the other wing, too. We still had that. And the way they did the cafeteria and the stage was pretty cool, because they were able to get rid of the old part of that, too, but and build onto that wing so they could get rid of the old cafeteria. The thing about it is, it was a long haul from the end of the 8th grade hall all the way to the buses,
yeah.
And several fights broke out.
Nice.
In that long line, I remember them dearly. I stopped four of them. One I just let happen. I couldn't get there in
sometimes
time.
Sometimes you got
it,
yeah.
I mean, it's just, that's just the way it
I'm
is.
I'm sure statute of limitations is up on that. Sometimes you just got to let a fight happen.
You look at schools and the way they're designed, though, it's really strange. It's really interesting to see how some schools, like Wilson and Blackman Elementary, were all built the same. Blackman High School is different than Siegel High School, because Siegel went upstairs.
Right.
And that's
Siegel
what Riverdale and basically Riverdale and Oakland are doing.
Right.
So, some extent, part of it anyway.
I know Siegel Middle and Christiana Middle, and there's one more. Maybe it's Blackman Middle, or all
yeah,
three
Blackman
built the
Middle.
Same.
Yeah.
Right.
Same layout.
Well, and Blackman Middle and has added their sixth grade annex to theirs, and then you've got Stewart's Creek is similar enough to Siegel, but I don't know. It's pretty cool.
But anyway, interesting, and everybody I know had a good time. A lot of food trucks were there on Saturday.
It's time for Today in History.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door. return to Turner Security.
You're a good neighbor station, WGNS.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I'm Ryan Beard.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I'm John Dinkins.
I have a dream.
This is Dalton Merritt.
Tear down this wall.
Don't cut me off, man.
I didn't. I just turned you on.
Yeah. 1492, Christopher Columbus
sailed the ocean blue.
Arrives in the, he does this every time I say this one. Arrives in the Canary Islands on his first voyage to the New World.
Yes,
Canary.
He thought he was in India, but turns out he was in the Americas.
Canary.
He didn't know what he was doing, did he?
No, Christopher Columbus had no idea.
In 1877, Thomas Edison completes the first model for the phonograph, a device that recorded sound into tinfoil cylinders. 1908, Henry Ford's company builds the first Model T car. 1927, Wings, one of only two silent films, the other being The Artist, to win an Oscar for Best Picture.
Not to be confused with Paul McCartney's band.
No, or the TV show Wings.
Right. Different.
Didn't expect me to come up with that one, did
different
you?
Different things.
1930, Clarence Birdseye is granted a patent for method for quick freezing food. And this is still around, Birdseye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
1955, U.S. President Eisenhower raises minimum wage from 75 cents to a dollar an hour.
And we're still there.
Has it gone up since then?
I'm making that here right
That's
now.
That's what I was going to say. At WGNS, we're still stuck in the Eisenhower days.
In 1991, heavy metal band Metallica released their fifth album, Metallica.
You got title. Real creative with the name.
Yeah, good title. They debuts at number one. And in 1999, Shakira records her first live album in New York City titled, is that right? MTV Unplugged? I don't know. I wasn't for sure that was her at first.
It's a little different.
Never heard that song. All right, coming up, we've got more. It's Brandon Brooks next.
This is CBS Rewind.
August 12th, 1967.
Ladies and gentlemen, Fleetwood Mac.
Fleetwood Mac made its first appearance at the London National Jazz and Blues Festival. August 12th, 1978. Thanks. The Commodores hit the top of the charts with
Three Times a Lady.
The music! Play on!
August 12th, 1984. Lionel Richie performing before a global audience of more than 2.5 billion people.
To raise the roof and have some fun.
At the closing ceremony of the Olympics in Los Angeles.
Let the music play on, play on, play on, play on.
I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your car, home, motorcycle, commercial, auto, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Well, the next couple of days will be nice and sunny. We have showers and thunderstorms on the way midweek. Details-wise, well, sunny skies today and a high near 87. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low around 64. Tuesday will warm up to 90 with mostly sunny skies. Tuesday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 67. Low slight chances for showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday with a high of 89. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter with your wake-up crew forecast. Right now, it's 65 degrees.
Good morning. It looked like a broke-down car there on 24 westbound, just past 440. It's in a tricky spot, so watch for it there on 24 westbound, just past 440. Try to crank up through the Mount Juliet area with a little bit more volume just in the last few minutes on 40 west, headed towards Hermitage. Steady flow of traffic continues to build. 40 in from Dixon County, 24. Still looks good right now. Westbound, out of Murfreesboro, up through the Antioch area, headed into Davidson County from Rutherford. Havenly Showers, your curbless shower specialist. Transform your bathroom with a tub. Curbless shower conversion, havenlyshowers.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker. Brought to you by Americare Pest Control and the law offices of John Day.
I've got pests.
It's time to mount a counterattack on mosquitoes and reclaim your yard. Americare Pest Control can help you enjoy your yard again and protect your family from mosquitoes that can carry West Nile and encephalitis. Call 893-7111 to learn more about their mosquito control services.
Americare Services Incorporated. Licensed, insured, and bonded for your protection.
Call the best of the best to get rid of your pest.
393-7111.
Since 1947, WGNS has been keeping you informed on what's happening here at home. Now, 77 years later, we still are doing it. Like every Saturday morning, the Rutherford County Historical Society invites you to come on over and talk some local history. That's at the one-room Ransom Schoolhouse. Saturday mornings from 9 until noon, and it's all free. Ransom School is at 717 North Academy Street. Don't forget, the Rutherford County Library System is offering free computer classes. That's over at the Tech Center at 306 Minerva Drive. One of the free computer classes is 3:30 Monday afternoons, and the other one is at 2:30 on Tuesdays. Get with the Rutherford County Library System and ask about their free computer classes. Put this on your calendar. The Hummingbird Day is coming up Saturday, August 31st, to the Wilderness Station in Barfield Crescent Park. It starts at 7:30 that morning with the Banding of Hummingbirds. That's Saturday, August 31st, Hummingbird Day at Barfield Crescent Park. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
This is Jessica Merriman with the Rutherford County Farm Bureau. We would like to show our appreciation to all our Farm Bureau members by inviting you to our annual membership meeting Thursday, August 15th at the Lane Agri Park Center, 315 John Rice Boulevard. We will start serving barbecue with all the trimmings at 5 p.m. with the meeting to follow. For more information, call 615-893-1213 or visit our website, rcfarmbureau.org. See you there.
If someone asked, "What's your more?" would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kids' college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
All right, guys. If you're only middle-aged but wondering why it seems harder to keep up,
you're not alone.
It may be caused by low testosterone.
Testosterone therapy, or TRT, can help you get back to your best.
But not just any TRT.
Not those websites offering only basic treatments.
You have to see the provider specialist at Low T Center.
They offer advanced personalized treatments
with over a decade of experience.
At Low T Center, you'll start with a simple test and get your results in about 25
minutes. Go to lowtcenter.com to book your appointment online.
lowtcenter.com.
Low T Center.
Reinventing men's healthcare.
Here's a question. What do you want from your electric co-op?
I want expert advice on going 100% solar.
I want to go green without breaking the bank.
I want to meet my sustainability goals.
I want solar to be simple.
Done, 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 done.
I want to save the planet.
Little hero, let's start with one of MTE's solar programs first. Energy Service Life. That's Middle Tennessee Electric. We're here to get done what matters most to you. Learn more at MTE.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day.
Our time is 6:39, and Dalton, you weren't here last week after the zero that he got, the lowest recorded dad joke, but he did rebound with a 4 out of 5. One was not that good, but it made me laugh because it was all about him. But I think he's slumping a little bit. So I'm going to give another Brett Rigsby dad joke.
Ah.
Brett's got one for you today. Now, you got to do this joke, you got to, you know, it takes place in Boston.
Ah. Okay. So you're going to do a Boston accent?
No, I'm not going to do a Boston accent.
Oh, okay.
Bad wreck today near Boston on I-95.
Oh, no.
Yeah, a truck carrying a load of Vicks Vapor Rub rolled over. Amazingly, there was no congestion. Huh? Got a little giggle out of it.
Yeah. It's really funny because people don't hear. I don't like that laugh sound effect.
No.
People don't realize that right before we went on, we said, "Oh, you're already smiling. It must be good." And you said, "No, this joke sucks."
I didn't say that. I didn't say it that way. I said, "No, I didn't think. I didn't know if it was good or not. I just said, no."
You said, "No, it's not very good." Were your exact words.
Well, evidently.
There goes another listener.
there goes another friend. What are you talking about? 641.
CBS News Brief. The Trump campaign is pointing a finger at Iran over an email hack. CBS's Carissa Lawson.
Both Politico and the Washington Post reported that they had received what appeared to be internal Trump documents, including research on Trump's running mate, J.D. Vance, from an anonymous email account.
There's been no comment from Tehran. The U.S. is sending more naval power to the Middle East as Israel awaits retaliation from Iran over the death of a top Hamas leader. CBS's Remy Innocencio from East Jerusalem.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin overnight made it a point to reveal he deployed a guided missile submarine, the USS Georgia, here to the Mideast.
On the outskirts of Athens, Greece, firefighting helicopters and planes are dropping water on an out-of-control wildfire. Strong winds hampering efforts to tame the flames, racing through pine forests left tinder dry.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. A judge has ruled Williamson County can remove the Confederate flag that appears on the left side of its county seal. In 2022, the State Historical Commission gave approval for the removal, but that ruling was challenged in court by the Sons of Confederate Veterans. The Davidson County Chancellor ruled Tuesday that the commission's earlier ruling was correct, clearing the way for the seal to be changed. An alert was issued for Vanderbilt University's campus following a report of a shooting Saturday afternoon that resulted in multiple injuries and apprehensions. According to the university's Alert VU page, the incident was reported at Sutherland House, a first-year dormitory building in the 1900 block of South Drive. Investigators believe the incident happened between members of a construction crew working in Sutherland over the termination of employment. The two men arrested are 38-year-old Enrique Ramirez Sandoval and 27-year-old John Humberto. They added that a firearm was located on Sandoval and that he was charged with aggravated assault. Humberto has been charged with the facilitation of aggravated assault for retrieving the gun for Sandoval prior to the shooting. Authorities responded to a home explosion in Smyrna on Sunday afternoon. Smyrna officials say the explosion was contained to just one structure. Two people were in the home when the explosion occurred, although their condition is unknown. Officials are on the lookout for a possible missing person after finding a kayak near Hunter Island in Percy Priest Lake. Officials say along with the orange kayak, they found a few belongings near Hunter Island near Bryant's Grove boat ramp on Saturday. Crews from Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency, Laverne Police, and Laverne Fire have been searching the area, but so far, nobody's been found. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Heritage South Community Credit Union is giving back to our community. In August, we will donate $50 to the school or teacher of your choice if you're approved for a loan. Combined with our great loan specials, there's never been a better time to move your loan to Heritage South. Visit our website, heritagesouth.org, to learn more. Remember, at Heritage South, we help when others won't. Only on certain loan types, restrictions apply.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
One thing that summer brings is weddings and then anniversaries to celebrate. Come visit us at Bell Jewelers to celebrate those special moments. If you're stumped and don't know what to get your loved one for their anniversary, come visit us at Bell Jewelers and let any of our associates help you with ideas. So it's kind of a cool way to commemorate those amazing years that you've spent together. Come see us at Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street, across from Toots.
This is Adam Tipton with the Rutherford County Farm Bureau. We would like to show our appreciation to all of our Farm Bureau members by inviting you to our annual membership meeting Thursday, August 15th at the Lane Agri Park, 315 John Rice Boulevard. We will start serving barbecue with all the trimmings at 5 p.m. with the meeting to follow. For information, call 615-893-1213 or visit our website, rcfarmbureau.org.
Bob Ferris lives at Adams Place.
The personnel here are excellent.
and they are concerned about your well-being. Yes, they're always asking you how are you doing and what can I do to help you, and it's a blessing.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Adams Place, 1927 Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Old National Bank in Murfreesboro.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. All those friends you've made while banking here over the years, well, they're still there. And so are the delicious, warm, homemade cookies.
In Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Everything you enjoyed at Capstar, still there at Old National Bank. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Information you need about preparing your will and estate plans.
Some families don't have an estate plan in place.
It's a really tough topic. You know, my dad several times said, oh, I'm not going to worry about all that. You can just take care of that when, when things go. But I think it's something that's really important, and I think he has started to see the importance of that as well.
And that's local attorney Sonia Wright.
Well, nobody wants to talk about death. Unfortunately, it usually comes up once someone has passed away or once there is something happening.
How long does it take to put this together?
It's an ongoing process. We can come in and we can get your wills done quickly because it's not something that you just set up and then you're done. I mean, you need to think about the changes in your life. We have a questionnaire that we send out that kind of gives the overview of everything. And then we set up a time to meet with the individual, make sure that we understand exactly what the needs are.
I've heard some scary stories about people who decide to put it together themselves.
You know, we definitely have a do-it-yourself mindset. We actually had someone that hand wrote out some of their wishes, and unfortunately, because it didn't meet the requirements in Tennessee, those wishes probably will not be upheld for them.
It's never too early to do your estate planning, and that's information you need from WGNS.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, guys, you having a good time so far?
Nope.
Yeah. 6:48 is our time.
My pot of coffee didn't make fast enough for me to get a cup before the show.
Is that what your problem is?
Yeah, I just don't have it yet.
What is that? What are you doing? Oh, that's his Billy Goat thing, isn't it?
That's the that's an actual guy laughing.
Oh,
but that doesn't like translate goat over the air. It just sounds like a goose honking.
There's a lot of things that there's a lot of things that don't translate well with Brian.
Do you think it's
Brian.
Too much free time or too much power?
Coffee's ready.
Or a combination of both.
I don't know. I think he just gets in some of these weird, you know, he doesn't do it all the time.
I'm going to go run and get the coffee for you.
And it's when he gets stressed, when he's got a lot going on.
Yeah.
It's almost like
it's an escape.
It's almost like he is he says he's not a procrastinator, but it's almost like he procrastinates by doing stuff like that instead.
He's starting to become a little bit of a procrastinator, I think. I mean, I dump all these things on him to do. He hasn't done any of them yet.
It's not true. I worked my fingers to the nubs last week.
Did you really?
Yeah. No, I didn't get any good response from you.
Oh, that was a joke. Yeah.
No, it wasn't a joke. It's a truth.
Have you noticed the weird smell in this radio station now?
He's been in the studio too much.
Uh-huh.
That's his problem.
We've got all these new air fresheners here in the studio.
Yeah.
And it's real weird because it's like the smell transitions from room to room. And right where I'm sitting, I'm like almost between two different scents.
Well, down at the lobby, you go downstairs, it smells real good right there.
It smells like peaches.
Yeah.
Well, that's what's it. It's in all three locations, strategically placed.
I don't smell anything here. Nothing.
Well, it may be empty. Is the little blue light blinking?
The air at WGNS probably sucked it all out of the little compartment.
It's all
there.
In the records. All the records have just absorbed the smell of peaches.
Well,
peach records.
I was going to talk about something. Let's talk about your lake adventure.
Ah.
You went to the lake.
I did. We took a...
was this a guy thing or was this
No, it was the team I work on specifically. We all went to the lake and rode on a pontoon boat. So that was fun. Got to ride some jet skis. Rented jet skis specifically. These went up to 70 miles per hour.
Really?
So I got to hop out on the 70-mile-an-hour jet ski, open up the throttle.
Really? 70 miles an hour?
And I'm telling you, that throttle was sensitive. I mean, it was, you barely hit it, and you're going.
Did you wear a life jacket, I'm assuming?
I did wear a life jacket. No face protection, apparently. Seventy miles without any sort of windshield or anything is pretty crazy if you've never done
it.
Yeah.
It's a lake. It doesn't bounce quite as much
not
as
Not quite
the,
as much, and I tried to avoid the bouncing, but
yeah.
I did a few donuts.
Well, I'm proud of you.
And then we get back to the dock where we were going to eat lunch, and we get back, and one of the people is talking with some guy. How's the fishing today? And he goes, "That was pretty good until some idiot showed up with jet skis and scared off all the fish." As I'm pulling the jet ski up
to
the dock.
Were you at Center Hill?
No, we were at Percy Priest.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Weather, the lake was up. I mean, it was good.
Yeah, it was good.
Always worry about Priest. Sometimes it gets a little low, doesn't it?
It can, yeah.
He doesn't know what he's talking about. He's never been on a jet ski in his life.
Wish there were a way, though, we could work the board when he does his show.
Uh-huh.
That's the only
not,
unfair
not,
thing
not
about
not the 7 o'clock hour when he does Rutherford Issues. That's when I really want to run the board.
I never listen on that hour.
Is Dalton going by again?
It's not really an hour. It's more like 15 minutes.
15 minutes of actually Brian with a guest. Yeah. That's what I've come to.
But it's a magazine.
He does 30 minutes of Braves and local news, Ron Jordan, all those. And then he does his
and
show.
And you mix in the commercials. And
sports,
he's got about,
yeah. Weather, yeah. Financial report.
Yeah.
All the things that other people can't do anymore.
What's the one we used to do, the family thing? What was it? What was
Focus on the Family still comes on.
What is it?
Focus on the Family.
Yeah, Focus on the Family.
Yeah. That guy comes on and he goes, "Your kids think you're dumb, and here's how you stop them from thinking that." And that's how he talks.
Don't be dumb.
And we haven't talked about all the people that have just gone to school for 2 days, all the teachers.
Oh, yeah.
And having to get up again on Monday. Not good.
Nice, good full week.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
All right. You'll be excited to know in 1873. Oh, sorry. Read again here. 1881. Cecil B. DeMille, director of the Ten Commandments. Was born.
Let my people go.
1910, Jane Wyatt, American actress. Fathers know best. Father knows best. Father knows best.
Focus on the Family.
In 1927, this is how this hour's gone, really. 1927, Porter Wagoner, American country singer, and discovered Dolly Parton.
Money can't buy back your youth when
that's Dolly Parton right there.
Money can't buy back the youth when you're old. I love that. In 1929, Buck Owens, country singer, and was on Hee Haw for many years.
Love's gonna live here again. Love's gonna
live here. And welcome to the Opry section of the celebrity birthdays.
1939, George Hamilton, Love at First Bite, an actor. 1954, Sam J. Jones, American actor. And Pete Sampras and Casey Affleck have birthdays as well. We're not going to have time for our, what is it? What
holiday. Are we doing? Holiday of the day.
Oh, yeah, holiday. But you can read the list real quick.
Oh, I can, yes. Celebrating yesterday, we have Will Rabb, Phyllis Davenport, Barbara Johnson, Melody Romans, and Janie Hopkins. Celebrating today, Lisa Weaver, Bill Weitzel, David Edwards, and Danielle Lever.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. While the next couple of days will be nice and sunny, we have showers and thunderstorms on the way midweek. Details-wise, we'll have sunny skies today and a high near 87. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low around 64. Tuesday will warm up to 90 with mostly sunny skies. Tuesday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 67. We'll have slight chances for showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday with a high of 89. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter with your wake-up crew forecast. Right now, it's 65 degrees.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, take control of your account management and energy consumption with the MyMTE app.
Download from the App Store and manage your account, improve your energy habits, and more. MTE, serving to make life better since 1936.
Good morning. Wrapping up that one car wreck. That's 24 westbound, just past 440. Starting to crank up pretty good now. A little bit more volume out of Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, as we check it out live again. 24 westbound here at 840, all the way up end and through Antioch on 24 at Bell Road, Hickory Hollow Parkway. 65 is trying to get busy southbound up there in Millersville. Hey, whether you need a new roof, roof repair, or roof inspection, make it independent roofing specialist. They're online. It's irsroofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
From lift kits to tires, Tire World has the experts and the knowledge to get it done.
This is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We're your local Rough Country dealer. So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World on Memorial Boulevard.
It's a hard decision to make, knowing when to sell your home and move to Adam's Place.
There's one couple here that I met, and they said it was a lifestyle that they didn't have at home. You have, like, every night dining at a fine hotel. You have the pool. It is so beautiful. Just so much to offer that you won't have in your own home. It's all right here.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adam's Place. Call me for more information about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Adam's Place.
Novatech, Middle Tennessee's local office technology and document solutions expert. Visit novatech.net. That's novatech.net. Novatech reflects the additional managed IT and print services now available to area businesses. Novatech's IT and print services provide businesses with a pre-cost analysis so you may easily choose the exact solutions to meet your needs within your budget. Visit novatech.net. That's novatech.net.
As a leader in environmental services, sustainability is deeply integrated into our business model. At Middle Point Landfill, we are environmentalists at heart. We use a cutting-edge technology in combination with our deep experience in recycling and waste services to protect our environment and our neighbors. That's our job, and that's our promise. This is Mike Klassen with Middle Point Landfill. We invite you to learn more about us at middlepointlandfill.com. Republic Services, we are sustainability in action.
Habitat for Humanity's Legacy Point subdivision is making dreams come true.
It just does so much for the community when everyone can participate in home ownership. It builds stronger communities.
And you help build Habitat homes whenever you save at the Habitat Restore.
You know, that's a great investment for them, and it changes their life.
The Habitat Restore is at 850 Dr. Martin.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And congratulations to Walter Hill Elementary School to being the Good Date Neighbor of the Day. Walter Hill is going to receive flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
And if you know somebody or a whole building that is worthy of being our good neighbor, you can get those into us by texting the word neighbor to 615-893-1450. You can also call or text the very same number to get your birthdays or anniversaries into us. Once again, 615-893-1450, or head on over to our website, wgnsradio.com/birthdays, to get those in there so we can pile all those names together and give away a delicious bowl of banana pudding from our good friends over at Slick Pig Barbecue.
Okay, coming up next, we have an in-depth look at the world's news, national news, right here on WGNS. It's brought to you by the Low T Center and also our friends at the law offices of John Day.
For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. Over that time, we've helped thousands of people get the legal help they need when they've needed it the most. Seriously injured? Call the law offices of John Day.
And coming up next, we've got more after the news of the Wake Up Crew. It's 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Alleged campaign hacking.
This is a hack and leak. This is malinformation.
Ominous atmosphere.
Tensions escalate in the Middle East.
Closing the Summer Games.
It was a celebration 9,000 athletes strong.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Former President Trump's campaign says its emails were hacked and it suggested Iran may have been involved. CBS's Ed O'Keefe says it's put the question of possible election interference front and center.
Politico and the Washington Post both reported receiving internal Trump campaign documents in late July with what appeared to be a research dossier on Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance.
What I think we're seeing is the Russification of Iranian information operations.
Chris Krebs is a CBS News cybersecurity analyst and says if Iran did this, it's similar to hacking done by Russian-backed WikiLeaks in 2016 that obtained information about then-Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton.
This is malinformation. We've been told for over half a decade that hacking leaks not a real thing. Now that in this case, the shoe's on the other foot, we are finding that, yes, in fact, hack and leak is a real thing. We should expect more of that.
Vice President Harris spent Sunday raising more than $12 million in San Francisco. Harris also laid out an economic proposal.
We will continue our fight for working families of America, including to raise the minimum wage and eliminate taxes on tips for service and hospitality workers.
The tip idea was first floated by Trump in June.
We are going to not charge taxes on tips, people making tips.
Now to the Middle East and new signs of escalation. Hezbollah rockets caused damage in northern Israel, and Israel fired on targets in southern Lebanon. As CBS's Cammy McCormick reports, U.S. military might is on the move.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has ordered the deployment of a guided missile submarine to the region. Other warships have arrived along with additional fighter jets. Israel's defense minister told Austin in a call Sunday that Iran is making preparations for a large-scale military attack on Israel. An Iranian Revolutionary Guards commander says the country's supreme leader has ordered that Israel be harshly punished for the assassination of a Hamas leader there.
Russia has cleared several districts near its Kursk region where Ukraine forces pushed their way in last week. Moscow has stepped up missile attacks in the capital Kyiv and other cities. The Paris Summer Games wrapped up yesterday. The U.S. and China tied for the most medals, 40 each. The U.S. had the most overall, 126. CBS's Jamie Yukis on the dazzling final day on NBC.
The Paris Olympics were a nail-biter to the very end.
A two-ball, and the United States is going to claim gold.
In the final event of the Games, Team USA women's basketball pulled ahead of France by just 1 point, winning a record 8th consecutive gold medal Sunday. Atop the podium, Brittany Griner, who teared up listening to the national anthem. Less than 2 years after she returned home from 10 months in a Russian prison. Still, it was an up-and-down weekend for Team USA after the International Olympic Committee said it would strip Jordan Chiles of the bronze medal she won for her floor routine, claiming her coach made a procedural error after her event. While USA Gymnastics is appealing that ruling, the games officially ended Sunday with a star-studded closing ceremony which honored the host country. Before a Hollywood-style handover, complete with the national anthem by her.
At the twilight's last gleaming.
And a flying stunt from Tom Cruise, who led the Olympic flag pass from Paris.
The journey to America begins.
To Los Angeles. The host of the 2028 Summer Games started its run in style with performances from California natives, including the Red Hot Chili Peppers and Billie Eilish.
Newly released police video, 911 calls and emails are retelling the story of the school attack in Uvalde, Texas, that killed 19 fourth graders and two teachers. CBS News correspondent Omar Villafranca.
Among the nearly 600 items released, police dash and body cam videos, documents, text messages, and phone calls.
The thing that's happening at Rob right now.
Okay.
My nephew.
Including a series of 911 calls from the shooter's uncle, pleading with first responders to let him help.
Maybe he could listen to me.
The new document showed that in 2018, detectives talked to the gunman, then an eighth grader, after classmates were concerned he was planning a school shooting. He admitted to police he was tired of being bullied and was fascinated with the Columbine shooting and wanted to do the same thing his senior year.
It's 5 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably?
It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
President Biden says Democratic colleagues who encouraged him to step out of the presidential race expressed concern that he would hurt Democrats down the ballot. And he told CBS Sunday Morning the most important thing to do is to defeat Donald Trump.
Mark my words, if he wins this nomination, this election, watch what happens. It's a danger. He's a genuine danger to American security.
A second murder trial in Colorado opens today in the case of a man who was shot and killed by a sheriff's deputy after a long standoff in his car. That deputy, Andrew Buin, was convicted in April of reckless endangerment, but there was no decision on a second-degree murder charge. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
I think when they evaluated this case, they didn't think it was a misdemeanor reckless endangerment case. They thought it was a second-degree murder and official misconduct case. And therefore, they want a jury, a second jury, to evaluate this case and see how serious it was when, in fact, Buin shot Christian Glass, who was just sitting in his car calling for 911 help.
In Nevada, jury selection opens today in the murder trial of Robert Tellis, a former Democratic county official accused of killing an investigative reporter who wrote articles critical of him. The defense says Tellis will testify at the trial. There's an investigation in Bel Air, Maryland, after a weekend house explosion killed two people.
We were woken with a huge, ginormous shake on our building. We're in a top floor of a condo building, so the whole building was shaking.
A dozen nearby homes were damaged. There had been word of a possible gas leak before the blast. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Get the latest national news all day from CBS News Radio right here on News Radio WGNS. I'm Steve Kathan. Now back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew.
Moving along with more information straight ahead and some conversation as well with the Wake Up Crew. I'm Brian Barrett, joined by John Dinkins and Dalton Barrett here at 7:09. Let's get a quick check of traffic and weather together, brought to you by locally owned Toots.
Toots. Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. Toots. Monday through Friday from 11 to 3 p.m., we've got $5.99 lunch specials every day. Sure to please. Toots. We're offering our $5.99 lunch specials takeout or dine in. So stop by, grab yours today. Toots. At Toots, we not only want you to feel comfortable, we want you to feel safe. Toots. Our staff is ready to serve you at one of our four Rutherford County locations.
Good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Well, the next couple of days will be nice and sunny. We have showers and thunderstorms on the way midweek. Details-wise, well, sunny skies today and a high near 87. Tonight will be partly cloudy, a low around 64. Tuesday will warm up to 90 with mostly sunny skies. Tuesday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 67. With slight chances for showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday of a high of 89. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter with your wake-up crew forecast.
Right now, it's 65 degrees.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning, T-Dot, and those help trucks moved that crash pretty quickly there on 24 westbound, just past 440. Here's what we're seeing. Heavy traffic developing out here, some would say right on schedule on 24 westbound, coming in from Murfreesboro and Rutherford County through the Antioch area. It's still looking good in from Dixon County right now on 40 eastbound, all the way up in and through Kingston Springs. Hey, Nash Painting, a non-franchise painting company, mentioned this ad, get a 10% discount. Call Nash Painting today at 615-912-2288. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
There's probably a brick mailbox made by LaGreen's Masonry near you. Look at the brick mailboxes on their website, LaGreen'sMasonry.com. Family owned and operated, LaGreen's Masonry is A-plus rated by the BBB.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
The Wake Up Crew on News Radio, WGNS.
Hi-ho, Ladybug, away!
Hey, wouldn't it be better to go hi-ho, Skeeter? That sounds good, doesn't it? Look at him.
Ladybug's
look,
got her place.
Look at him. He's thinking about it. Hi-ho, hi-ho, Skeeter!
Do you have a favorite yet?
No, I don't have favorites. They're both my favorites.
He had a favorite when I was growing up.
Wasn't you, was
Bobby.
It? So welcome into the second hour of the Wake Up Crew here on News Radio, WGNS. It is a Monday morning. This, by the way, is the 1,468th episode of the Wake Up Crew show.
Hi-ho, Skeeter!
I've got a Skeeter story. Share in a second. It's August the 12th, by the way. Monday morning, it's the first full week of school. 5 days in a row, no breaks. Get after it this week.
Boy, they love you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the high school season kind of kicks off this week with primetime sports on Thursday night. Saturday morning, the Prentice Hall, Heating and Air Coach's Corner, fueled by McDonald's, Murfreesboro, and Donut Country once again.
You were going to do it. I thought you were going to ignore it. Go ahead.
At 9 a.m.
Are we going to be on the Thursday show?
Cougar Corner will begin at 11:15.
Are you going to make an appearance on the Thursday show at all, the first show at least?
I don't know. We didn't last year, did we?
I think I did. I think it was out of necessity. I think I did.
The Thursday show, that's not his anymore.
No. That's Clark Blair's.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Clark Blair. Oh, goodness. So, song of the day. And by the way, Mr., you talked about never did songs from this decade. One of our song of the day weeks was 2015.
All I said was that more often than not.
It does seem like it, though, doesn't it? Really?
It's not that we never do it, but more often than not, we're in the 70s or the 80s.
We have done 1963, 87, 99, 73, 85, 69, 88, 79, 64, 80, 72, 2015, and 1960.
Okay, so out of however many we've done, six of them have been in the 70s or 80s, including this week, so seven.
That was this week.
There happens to be, though, I guess in all fairness, a familiarity for Brian. And
Not just me, but the listening audience, too.
There's a natural bias.
I'm not going to do 2020, you know.
I mean, most people are still listening to music. They're not dead.
What about those teenagers that were teens in 2020?
Well, then I think you don't ever do Bart's era.
They don't have enough music that we can actually put on the air from that era anymore.
They didn't have recording yet, John. They weren't able to record the music. It was all live.
Okay. I didn't say any of that, Bart, but they did.
But this week we are in 1987, and this was the fifth biggest hit of 1987 from Starship.
Stand
So that's from the that's this week, kind of nostalgic, you know, with the Walter Hill reunion yesterday and the best class, the 88-89 class, Walter
really?
Hill, you know.
Well.
Yeah.
Well, you just made alienated a lot of people there. Just like so. Brett Risby's not going to talk to me anymore, and neither is the class of 86, 85, 84, and go ahead.
Well, that wasn't my fault. Dalton's the one who said that about the joke. Well, I think you said it, and then no, he just repeated what
you said. I just said it wasn't that good.
I exaggerated what you said, yes.
Thank you.
I liked it.
I exaggerated it for
comedic. He laughed. He went at the beginning, and that's no one I know I've got him. We never did rate it, though, did we?
Yeah, I gave it a 4.
Four. What'd you rate it?
Because it was Brett's, it's 5 for me.
Oh, okay. Wow.
I was just, I was exaggerating for comedic value and also making the point that you undersold the joke, which made it funnier.
Yeah, uh-huh. That's exactly right. Trying to help Brett.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm wading in water right now from, you know, we need to move on.
Last week, John, there was an
last week.
There was an evening, and it began at about 5:15, and I hear a faint squeaky noise. Mm-hmm. Well, after several minutes of searching, I found that Lindsay Lohan was behind our couch.
Oh.
And Skeeter is just small enough and slim enough to get behind the couch.
So that's what happened to her.
And he found Lindsay Lohan. So that was about 5:30. This was 5:50 after 20 minutes, okay? He would run over to it and then run back. Okay. That was 5:50 that I made that recording. Then at 8:16, this is what's still going on. 3 hours later. 8:16. And then, at 9:43, this is still going on! And he's getting much more aggressive with it, as you can tell.
So how did you eliminate that problem?
Well...
Oh, wow!
Yeah.
He just let it keep happening.
No, somewhere in there, I put it up on the coffee table. So there was a brief reprieve. I go to the bathroom, fix some late dinner, and then all of a sudden, I hear it again. And so he had climbed up onto the table, or he and Ladybug, in collusion, got it off of the coffee table, and then it went on.
Ladybug helped out.
She did a little bit of the helping of the squeaking of the toy, too, because I think she thought it was funny to watch him, you know, go over to it. And so she would try to take it and sneak it away, and he would run and get it.
This is my life.
But yeah.
Just so you, I mean, my dog squeaks everything. And you've bought you've bought some of the most obnoxious sounding toys that I've ever heard. So it makes my heart happy to see you getting your payback. Because sometimes you'll give Megan a dog toy and you'll be like, I got this for Huey. And what's going through my mind is just honk, honk. And I'm just like, my brain is melting.
I try to find soft toys.
I love toys that don't make noise. Mm-hmm. And every now and then, I'll take a pair of pliers and I'll pull the squeaker out of some of Huey's favorite toys.
Well, unfortunately, Lindsay does not have a squeaker to pull out. And this is my life.
This is News Radio WGNS, primetime sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Eddie Garcia.
At the Olympics, the U.S. women's basketball team won gold, holding off France for a 67-66 win. U.S. did have to rally down 10 in the third quarter. They finished 6-0 in Paris, extend their Olympic winning streak to 61 straight games, and win gold in women's basketball for the 8th straight Olympics. U.S. finished the games, leading all nations with 126 total medals. Their 40 gold medals was tied with China for the most of any country. In baseball, Sunday night, Mariners roll over the Mets 12-1, while the Astros outscore the Red Sox 10-2. So Seattle and Houston are still tied for first in the AL West. Yankees slug their way past the Rangers 8-7. Orioles fall to the Rays 2-1. So Baltimore and New York are back into a tie for the top spot in the AL East. They're also tied for the best record in baseball, both at 70-49. Guardians take care of the Twins 5-3. Cleveland ended up taking 2 of 3 in the series from Minnesota. So right now it is Cleveland leading the AL Central by 3.5 games on the Twins.
Residents enjoy Adams Place.
At Adams Place, they have different things, entertainments, and things that you can get out and keep your mind going.
We're talking with Helen Alexander.
And that's what I like about Adam's Place. I think most, although the food, I am very blessed to be here at Adam's Place.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adam's Place. Call me for more information about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Adam's Place.
This is a paid legal ad.
Hi, this is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. I've lived and worked as a lawyer in Middle Tennessee for over 30 years, and to me, every single day has been an honor. That's why our firm is so involved with community programs like bicycle helmet giveaways and our Safe Ride Home program. At the Law Offices of John Day, we're not just looking to make donations. We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. And if you're ever injured, know that we are here for you too.
French's Shoes and Boots is the number one place to shop for boots, shoes, apparel, accessories, and much more. Family owned and operated since 1903, French's is always stocked with the top brands in work and Western wear. French's is the best place in the South to get Hey Dude shoes for the whole family with the best selection in town. French's Shoes and Boots, your hometown store for boots, shoes, and more.
Shop at French's. French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
For home restoration at a price you can afford, trust the professionals at Farrah Construction to get the job done on time and within your budget. Farrah Construction can remodel your home or can update your kitchen, bath, or other rooms. I'm Ron Hall. If you can dream it, Farrah Construction can turn it into reality. Call Farrah Construction at 615-893-6120. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Fair Construction Company.
Your good health, that's what we're talking about today. Kim Dunaway is with us from Sunshine Nutrition Center. And last week we started talking about chronic kidney disease. We're going to continue that topic all week. We're going to continue that topic all month. Today we're focusing on diabetes. Kim, first of all, good morning.
Good morning.
Diabetes, I guess, is one of the biggest issues in the chronic kidney disease chain.
It is. And the thing with diabetes is it often doesn't go down as one of the major killers. It's heart disease, it's cancer, but one of the biggest contributors to heart disease is diabetes. And so it is something that leads to so many other problems because it takes such a toll on the body. And so one of those complications is chronic kidney disease. Most people are familiar with complications like neuropathy or vision loss, for instance, but they're not as familiar with the toll that diabetes takes on the kidneys. And diabetes is the number one reason that people have CKD. It's the number one reason that people end up on dialysis. And so, which means we know that diabetes is reversible. We know that we can control it. We're talking about type 2 diabetes. It's not insulin dependent. And so obviously, if someone has CKD and they've got diabetes, our first goal is going to be to work on the blood sugar and get that functioning well. And then that will help the function of the kidneys. We can also do some things for the kidneys, of course. But it's a very interesting situation because, for instance, when we talk about high blood pressure later in another week, those diets align very well, a diet for high blood pressure and a diet for CKD. However, for diabetes, it's a little bit more complicated because that person needs higher levels of protein. And typically for CKD, you're going to want to limit the amount of protein because that's one of the things that really taxes the kidneys. They have to clean up a lot of that extra protein when we eat too much of it. So for the diabetic person, they need that protein. They don't need to do a high protein diet, however. So something like a keto diet or some kind of high protein diet for someone that's got kidney disease and diabetes is not going to be appropriate. They're going to need a higher protein diet than what I would recommend for somebody that has high blood pressure or cardiovascular disease, but we're still going to watch the protein. But first and foremost, we're going to work on that blood sugar regulation. You know, what is their A1C? What is their fasting blood sugar? You know, what can we do first with diet ultimately? Most people think that if they have diabetes, it means that they can't eat carbohydrates. That's not the case. Our body needs carbs. It's about a consistent amount of carbs, not too much, not too little, right? So a lot of times for women, that looks like about 45 grams of carbohydrates per meal. So that's not no carbs, right? That means that you still could eat potatoes, you still could eat bread, but we're probably not going to have potatoes and bread at the same meal, right? And so then we're going to keep that consistent. So we're not going to have a whole lot of carbohydrates at lunch and then none at dinner. We're going to keep it consistent. So people sometimes don't look at it as, okay, this is my carbohydrate allotment per day. Spread it out and this is your carbohydrate allotment per meal. So that's the first place that we're going to look at, is we're going to lower that protein intake a little bit. And we're going to keep those carbohydrates consistent.
Is sugar one of the big negatives of diabetes?
Of course it is, because it just goes straight into the bloodstream and it's dissolved very, very quickly, or it's absorbed very, very quickly. And so not only sugar, but high fructose corn syrup is also very, very deadly. There's really no benefit to high fructose corn syrup. You have a lot of companies that have removed that from their products, but obviously sodas. Like, I think that drinking your calories is one of the biggest areas for people, all of us, but definitely that any person that has diabetes needs to look at first and foremost. Your coffee drinks, your sodas, anything like that are going to be a place that you're really going to want to cut back on the sugar for sure. And then supplement-wise, there's a lot of different options to help with diabetes. So berberine is a supplement. It's been around for several years now. At least it's been popular for several years now. That's very, very good to help with pancreatic function and help with diabetes. But it also helps with your gut. And we know that there's a huge connection with diabetes and with your microbiome, that good bacteria that's in your gut. So that can be a very good supplement. I'm also going to throw out there Ceylon cinnamon. Not the most of the cinnamon that you get in the store that you shake on your food, but a Ceylon cinnamon, true cinnamon, excellent, and also the mineral chromium.
Now, when we think about sweeteners and sugar, I know sugar is something that you've told us many times. That's an addiction. I mean, we become addicted to sugar. Do we need sugar? Do we need sweeteners? I know the chemical ones can do some really bad things to us. But are there any natural sugars that benefit us?
When we're talking about diabetes, there's not a big, big difference between honey, cane sugar, those types of things. They're going to impact the blood sugar very, very similarly. So you are going to want to look at more lower glycemic sweeteners like xylitol, for instance, which if you do too much of can give you gas, but in normal amounts is usually fine for most people. And then you're going to look at something like stevia or monk fruit as a better option as well. You don't need sugar. Your body can make all of the things that it needs from complex carbohydrates, from your starches, from your grains, fruits and vegetables, and that type of thing. But if you must do sugar, at least make better choices if you've got blood sugar issues.
Now, diabetes is a real killer, I guess.
It is. It's the complications that really get you. So that's why I say we could definitely focus on the CKD. We can focus on neuropathy and some of those other things. But ultimately, at the end of the day, we've got to work on the disease itself.
And in Sunshine Nutrition Center is a place that you need to go. Where are you located?
So we have two locations here in Rutherford County, in Smyrna, 901 Rock Springs Road, and here in Murfreesboro, 621 South Church Street.
Don't wait too late. Head over to Sunshine Nutrition Center and say hi to Kim Dunaway. Kim, thanks for joining us.
LaGreene's Masonry is a local family business. They build quality brick mailboxes. LaGreene's Masonry has over 19 years experience, and they're A-plus rated by the BBB. Check their website, lagreensmasonry.com.
Market declines, unemployment, oil prices. Don't let headlines derail your long-term financial strategy. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. I'll work with you to help you understand the impact of short-term events and how to be positioned for the long term. We provide the tools for a disciplined approach to investing. Call 615-907-7056 for an opportunity to discuss your situation. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Management here is unbelievable. They make you feel like it's a big family here.
Residents at the Villages of Murfreesboro say it best.
And they help you, support you through all the trauma you have to go through. My wife passed away, and they were tremendously supportive. Like I say, it was just like family.
I'm Hope Rogers. Call me at the Villages of Murfreesboro, 615-848-3030.
And it's terrific.
At Middle Point, we want to be part of the solution. That's why we're making significant investments in proactively enhancing our facilities to integrate sustainable solutions.
Mike Klassen with Middle Point Landfill.
We invite you to learn more about us at middlepointlandfill.com.
Middle Point Landfill is an environmentally safe, economical, and reliable solution for solid waste for Rutherford County.
For public services, we are sustainability in action.
Need a new set of tires? Head to Tire World, where you can buy now, pay later. Ask your Tire World experts in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne about their financing options.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
In the Bridgestone-affiliated retailer credit card.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
All right, friends, 7:30. Good Monday morning. It is the 12th day of August.
Well, yesterday we had Will Rabb, Phyllis Davenport, Barbara Johnson celebrating birthdays, along with Melody Romans and Janie Hopkins. Today, happy birthday to Lisa Weaver, Bill Weitzel, David Edwards, and Danielle Lever.
And we know there's more out there, so go ahead and call or text us, 615-893-1450 to get them in, or WGNSradio.com/birthdays, get them in there so we can give away some delicious banana pudding from over at Slick Pig Barbecue.
Well, hope you'll stay tuned. Local news, traffic and weather coming up, and then more fun and games here on the Wake Up Crew. Here on News Radio WGNS in our last few moments, news brought to you by the Law Offices of John Day.
This is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. If you're ever injured, know that we are here for you too. Call the Law Offices of John Day.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Well, the next couple of days will be nice and sunny. We have showers and thunderstorms on the way midweek. Details-wise, well, sunny skies today and a high near 87. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low around 64. Tuesday will warm up to 90 with mostly sunny skies. Tuesday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 67. With slight chances for showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday with a high of 89. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 65 degrees.
Good morning. It's feeling pretty good out here now on 24 westbound as you come past 840 in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, headed up into the Antioch area. It's pretty heavy over here in the Mount Juliet area. All that Wilson County traffic that's leaving Wilson County, Lebanon, headed towards Nashville. 40 westbound up through Donaldson, Hermitage. Traffic still holding up right now. 65 south. It's busy here at Trinity Lane. Whether you need a new roof, roof repair, or roof inspection, make it Independent Roofing Special. You can give them a call or check out their website, irsroofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. Authorities responded to a home explosion in Smyrna on Sunday afternoon. Smyrna officials say the explosion was contained to just one structure. Two people were in the home when the explosion occurred, although their condition is unknown. Officials are on the lookout for a possible missing person after finding a kayak near Hunter Island in Percy Priest Lake. Officials say along with the orange kayak, they found a few belongings near Hunter Island near Bryant's Grove boat ramp on Saturday. Crews from Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency, Laverne Police, and Laverne Fire have been searching the area, but so far, nobody's been found. A judge has ruled Williamson County can remove the Confederate flag that appears on the left side of its county seal. In 2022, the State Historical Commission gave approval for the removal, but that ruling was challenged in court by the Sons of Confederate Veterans. The Davidson County Chancellor ruled Tuesday that the commission's earlier ruling was correct, clearing the way for the seal to be changed. An alert was issued for Vanderbilt University's campus following a report of a shooting Saturday afternoon that resulted in multiple injuries and apprehensions. According to the university's Alert VU page, the incident was reported at Sutherland House, a first-year dormitory building in the 1900 block of South Drive. Investigators believe the incident happened between members of a construction crew working in Sutherland over the termination of employment. The two men arrested are 38-year-old Enrique Ramirez Sandoval and 27-year-old John Humberto. They added that a firearm was located on Sandoval and that he was charged with aggravated assault. Humberto has been charged with the facilitation of aggravated assault for retrieving the gun for Sandoval prior to the shooting. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE has a solar expert and energy services supervisor to help its members understand if solar is right for them and help members avoid possible scams from outside parties. Learn more at mte.com/prosolar.
If your job situation is changing because of layoffs or restructuring, you may have to make several decisions. One important decision may be what to do with your retirement plan. Make sure your retirement stays on track. I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, and I'd like to help. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Everywhere you go in this area, you see beautiful brick mailboxes from LaGreen's Masonry. Visit their website and see their variety. LaGreensMasonry.com, a family business you can trust. LaGreens Masonry.
When is the right time to move to Adams Place?
I have enjoyed Adams Place much better than living in my house. After my wife passed away, what you're doing is you're getting people that you can interact with and have fun. Consider coming to Adams Place.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Adams Place, across from Walmart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
735, Wake Up Crew, News Radio, WGNS. And it's time to have a little fun here this morning. It's time for the Oldie Friends game.
Yoo-hoo.
It's like the newlywed game, except we're not newlyweds.
How well do we know each other?
We are oldie friends.
Yes. Are we ready?
John, sure. Host.
First question comes to you.
Okay.
This is hopefully a good one. What is your favorite type of cookie?
If we don't all get this, we don't know each other. Our listeners probably even know the answer to this one.
I would imagine.
I would dare say.
Okay, go ahead. Imagine.
John, what's your answer?
Well, I just didn't want to, since I haven't gotten any in so long, but I don't know if it's they're snickerdoodle.
Yes, white chocolate. Yep. White chocolate snickerdoodles. Yep. That's what I wrote.
I said Miss Polly snickerdoodle.
Yep. We all got that one right.
So, Miss Polly, where are they? if they're my favorite, why aren't they here?
I actually have some in my freezer I meant to bring today, and I forgot.
You need an IV drip of those things.
I have some for you. I just have forgotten to bring them. So,
Miss Polly, please don't rely on your son-in-law to do anything like that.
Okay, this one is for me. What do I think is my own greatest strength? What do I think is my own greatest strength?
Okay. Got it.
Strength. I'm struggling, man. Okay.
Answer's in.
I said, my dashing good looks.
Well, there was no way we're going to get that one.
Well, maybe. I said, everything, Mr. Ego.
Oh, yeah.
What a cop-out answer. Yeah, if you say everything.
And you know what? I think maybe with mine. Because if you use graphic arts, you can make him look good.
Oh, there you go.
You know what I mean?
There you go.
Yeah.
Wow, what a round this has been. All right, this one's for you. What are you most afraid of?
Most afraid of?
John's smiling. That makes me nervous.
Just a simple answer. Got my answer in.
Mine's locked in. What's your answer?
I said people.
Oh, I should have said that. That was really good.
That's a good one.
What did you go with?
I went swimming in the ocean.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I said snakes.
Yeah, I don't like either of those.
I know you
things.
Don't like snakes.
So aren't they all right?
Well, no, it has to be what he said.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right.
Those are all true attributes, though.
Yeah.
Right. Attributes. Yeah. I'm not sure that's the word I'd use, but
I'm going to skip that one. John, what is your favorite household chore? What is the chore you like to do the most?
What? Okay.
Okay. Got mine.
I don't know if I spelled it right, but...
All right, what is your answer? Vacuuming.
Oh.
Okay.
Wow.
I did not guess that. I said organizing or decorating.
Oh, yeah, but that is that household chore. I'm just thinking
think
of
like
every day.
Decorating, straightening things up. That seems like a chore to
okay.
me.
Okay.
I said letting Chipper out and feeding him.
No, you hate letting Chipper out.
It's really bad now with that new patio.
This one's back to me. Who is my favorite singer?
Hmm. Did you even write it down? Because it's the obvious answer.
I have two answers here, but
well, you can't have two. You can only have one. You
well, they're pretty equal, but that gives you two chances to be right. You don't have to get both of them.
I know what you're going to say, and I know what I'm going to say.
I'm saying Kanye.
That's okay. Exactly what I said.
I said Kanye or Elvis. So it was like, you know, they're pretty equal.
Oh, you could have. That would have helped me, okay, just in case I went that direction.
Right, right.
Okay. One more, quick.
One more. What is the best advice that you were ever given? I actually know this one, I think. You don't take it, but I know it.
Okay, we're ready?
Yep. Don't get married.
Oh.
Get out of radio.
Oh. No, I didn't take that one either. That's the Oldie Friends game this morning.
Are you shopping for lights?
We got it!
Doors?
We got it.
Flooring?
We got it.
Furniture?
We got it. Here at the Habitat Restore. 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the Restore, yeah.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
The Habitat Restore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Turn to Turner Security.
Hey, it's Brian Barrett. Here at the radio station, we needed a security solution to keep the staff safe while also giving us some flexibility with guests entering the building. I've tried to find a solution for years, met countless representatives, and they all said it can't be done. That is, until I turned to Turner Security. Not only is it's done right. For your home or business, take it from me. Turner Security is the only place I'd turn.
Turn to Turner Security.
Boots, Boots, Boots. French's Shoes and Boots is your hometown store for the latest in Southern style and unbeatable prices. French's famous bargain racks are loaded with deals on name brand footwear priced 70 to 90% below retail. Come see why French's has been Tennessee's favorite place to shop since 1903. Find that new favorite pair you'll be proud to wear at French's Shoes and Boots.
Shop at French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
Mary Ellen Evans calls Adams Place home.
So this space here at Adams Place is large enough for anybody to create the same environment they had at home. Plus, it has things like 9-foot ceilings with architectural detail. So that gives it a feeling of spaciousness. So it's a wonderful place to call home.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Adams Place.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Wrapping up the Wake Up Crew at 7:42. The Wake Up Crew is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, and their annual meeting is coming up, so mark your calendars for Saturday, August the 24th. It'll be a live stream at 2 p.m. Now, you can register in person or by phone at the local office next week, the week of August 19th, and you say, well, why register? It's a live stream. This is why. When you register, your name is entered into a drawing for various giveaways. MTE.com/annual meeting is where you'll want to go to find out more information. Wake Up Crew, proud to present today's Good Neighbor of the Day, Walter Hill Elementary School. The Good Neighbors today for celebrating their 100th anniversary this past weekend. And congratulations once again on that. Walter Hill Elementary School today, a bouquet of flowers headed your way from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts. And News Radio, WGNS, you can send in your Good Neighbor nominations by texting the word neighbor to 615-893-1450. It's just that easy. You'll get a reply. Fill out the information. You can do it online as well at WGNSradio.com/good neighbor.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
Sitting in today for Brian is John.
This is for this is from Brett Rigsby. All right.
It was great, Brett.
Bad wreck today near Boston on I-95.
Man.
A truck carrying a load of Vicks Vapor Rub rolled over. Amazingly, there was no congestion.
Replay.
You could have done it in a Boston accent.
I can't do a Boston accent.
Boston down at the harbor. A truck of vapor rub rolled over down by the.
I could have had you do the joke.
You sounded more like Elmer Fudd that at the end there.
It's Boston. The truck rolled over. It had vapor rub in it something.
I say a four and a what'd you say?
I said five four, all the way.
Yeah, four and a five.
Of course he did.
Brett's average is actually better than yours. But
Brett, you'll want to go back and listen to the podcast if you didn't hear earlier, though.
What? What do you mean?
Just trust me, Brett. You'll want to go back and listen to the podcast. That's one of the things I've learned today.
I wonder if Alan's going to call and say, you know, that joke was amazing.
Joke was amazing.
Wait a minute. Let's see.
Your jokes are amazing.
No.
What did we learn today?
Your
well,
jokes are a no. That's what he said.
Uh-huh. We talked about the Walter Hill Elementary 100th year anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
We the Olympics. Talked about the Olympics. Ty had a great, interesting story about Skeeter and his toy.
His addiction to squeaking.
Yeah. And then we...
That sounded real. Like, I've turned around like it was in the studio.
And I'm glad that we brought that up because we also discussed your overuse of sound effects.
Yep.
It's becoming a problem in the 6 o'clock hour.
On this show?
One thing I forgot that we talked about to add to the list was the fact that there weren't recording devices back in Bart's era of music.
Dalton said that.
Ooh, and he's actually probably listening now. Yeah, it was all Dalton.
He's in the building.
Come into the front office, please.
Oh, fire me. See what happens.
Man, he's mocking him now.
And here's Dalton as soon as we're done. Out of here.
Next on the Wake Up Crew, stupid, silly stat of the day.
Ba-da.
Sleeping in a weighted blanket can lead to a 26% increase in serotonin levels, increasing your mood and relaxation. The gentle pressure mimics a therapeutic technique called deep touch pressure, promoting calmness.
Do you have a weighted blanket?
I don't, but I want one now.
They're very expensive.
Well, maybe a good Christmas present.
He may not want one, but he needs one.
Yeah, he needs something to increase his mood.
What do you mean?
Overuse.
Song of the day, we are in the year 1987. Great year.